Jina Magita Ġus, nsellimilkom u nilqakom għal program ieħor il-ħrejjef, l-erf u l-maġija. Mela, fil-programm li għadda, kellimna dwar Hans Christian Andersen u s-sesswalità tiegħu. U tafu kemm domna neżaminaw min verament kien dan il-bniedem? Iżda kemm mill-informazzjoni li sibna, kif ukoll mill-ħrejjef tiegħu, ikkonkludejna li dan Andersen se jibqa' enigma. Ukoll fil-mod kif iħares lejn ir-reliġjon, se taraw kemm hemm kontradizzjonijiet, pat-tifla ta' żarbun l-aħmar li jinqataw la saqajja minħabba li tkun vanituża. Se taraw ukoll, permezz tal-ħrejjef li għandna lilkom illum, kemm kienu jħarsu lejn ir-reliġjon min tant lenti differenti. Murġibna l-lum naqtaw saqajn xi ħadd minħabba l-vanità. Naħseb lanqas nikkunsidrawha bħala dnub. Jew li kittieb jiddedika tant ħin biex jikteb ħrafa dwar tifla li bidlet ir-reliġjon tagħha minn dik l-udija għal dik Kristjana. Tiskanta kif ukoll hawnhekk se niġu affaċċjati mat-tema l-udija iżda b'differenza. Għaliex jekk imorru fl-ewwel żminijiet insibu li l-Lut ġew deportati mill-Assirja fis-sena 721. Dejjem qed ngħidu qabel Kristu. U tgħiduli hawn fejn sejra b'dan. Però għandha x'taqsam għaliex l-Iżraeliti ħadu diversi ismijiet fosthom dawk tax-Xijiti. U dawn ix-Xijiti marru jgħixu ġo Danimarka. U tant saru parti minn dan in-nazzjon li naħseb ħafna Daniżi li jgħidu li huma Daniżi biss huma fil-fatt ta' nies Alludi. Forsi għalhekk Andersen kienu jsibuh bħala Alludi jekk tħares lejn il-fattizzi tiegħu ukoll tinduna. Iżda isimgħu din, araw x'ironija. Mela fis-sena 1536 il-Lut flimkien mal-Kattoliċi kienu projbiti milli jidħlu fid-Danimarka. Iżda aktar tard fis-sena 1628 ir-re Kristjan ir-Raba beda jtihom permess jidħlu dejjem kien jiddependi fuq kemm kienu sinjuri. Ovvjament, iktar ma kienu sinjuri, iktar kien jtihom permess. U dawn il-Lut spiċċaw ġo Danimarka għaliex kienet orħos mill-Amerika. Issa rridu ngħidu wkoll li Danimarka xi darba kienet Kattolika. Iżda it-tagħlim ta' Martin Luther tant intlaqa' tajjeb li fl-1536 id-Danimarka saret Protestanta. Speċjalment fil-villaġġi din ir-reliġjon bdiet issir aktar estrema. Sakemm fit-19-il seklu, fi żmien li kien jgħix Andersen, inħolqu żewġ movimenti reliġjużi. Wieħed magħruf bħala Grundtvigjaniżmu li kienet tippromovi l-Kristjanità u l-imħabba lejn in-nazzjon, u l-oħra kienet issejjaħ il-Home Mission li kellha l-eruq tagħha fir-reliġjon evanġelika u kienet tħeġġeġ il-konverżjoni. Mhux tab xejn li l-awtur Andersen kiteb ħrafa dwar il-konverżjoni ta' din it-tifla l-udija bl-isem ta' The Jewish Girl, mela ejja nisimgħuha. Among the children in a charity school sat a little Jewish girl. She was a good, intelligent child, the quickest in all the school. But she had to be excluded from one lesson, for she was not allowed to take part in the scripture lesson, for it was a Christian school. In that hour, the girl was allowed to open the geography book or to do her sum for the next day. But that was soon done, and when she had mastered her lesson in geography, the book indeed remained open before her, but the little one read no more in it. She listened silently to the words of the Christian teacher, who soon became aware that she was listening more intently than almost any of the other children. "Read your book, Sarah," the teacher said, in mild reproof, but her dark, beaming eye remained fixed upon him. And once, when he addressed a question to her, She knew how to answer better than any of the others could have done. She had heard and understood, and had kept his words in her heart. When her father, a poor, honest man, first brought the girl to the school, he had stipulated that she should be excluded from the lessons on the Christian faith. But it would have caused disturbance and perhaps might have awakened discontent in the minds of the others if she had been sent from the room during the lessons in question, and consequently she stayed. But this could not go on any longer. The teacher betook himself to the father and exhorted him either to remove his daughter from the school or to consent that Sarah could become a Christian. "I can no longer be a silent spectator of the gleaming eyes of the child and of her deep and earnest longing for the words of the gospel," said the teacher. Then the father burst into tears. "I know but little of the commandment given to my fathers," he said. "But Sarah's mother was steadfast in the faith, a true daughter of Israel, and I vowed to her as she lay dying that our child should never be baptized. I must keep my vow, for it is even as a covenant with God himself." And accordingly, the little Jewish maiden quitted the Christian school. Years rolled on. In one of the smallest provincial towns, there dwelt, as a servant in a humble household, a maiden who held the Mosaic faith. Her hair was black as ebony, her eye dark as night, and yet full of splendour and light, as is usual with the daughters of Israel. It was Sarah. The expression on the countenance of the now grown-up maiden was still that of the child sitting upon the schoolroom bench and listening with thoughtful eyes to the words of the Christian teacher. Every Sunday there pealed from the church the sounds of the organ and the song of the congregation. The strains penetrated into the house where the Jewish girl, industrious and faithful in all things, stood at her work. "Thou shalt keep holy the Sabbath day," said a voice within her, the voice of the law. But her Sabbath day was a working day among the Christians, and that seemed unfortunate to her. But then the thought arose in her soul, that God reckoned by days and hours. And when his thought grew strong within her, it seemed a comfort that on the Sunday of the Christians, the hour of prayer remained undisturbed. And when the sound of the organ and the songs of the congregation sounded across to her as she stood in the kitchen at her work, then even that place seemed to become sacred. Then she would read in the Old Testament the treasure and comfort of her people, and it was only in this one she could read, for she kept faithfully in the depths of her heart the words the teacher had spoken when she left the school, and the promise her father had given to her dying mother, that she should never receive Christian baptism or deny the faith of her ancestors. The New Testament was to be a sealed book to her, and yet she knew much of it, and the gospel echoed faintly among the recollections of her youth. One evening she was sitting in a corner of the living room. Her master was reading aloud, and she might listen to him, for it was not the gospel that he read, but an old storybook. Therefore she might stay. The book told of a Hungarian knight who was taken prisoner by a Turkish pasha, who caused him to be yoked with his oxen to the plough and driven with blows of the whip till the blood came, and he almost sank under the pain and ignominy he endured. The faithful wife of the knight at home parted with all her jewels and pledged castle and land. The knight's friends amassed large sums, for the ransom demanded was almost unattainably high, but it was collected at last, and the knight was freed from servitude and misery. Sick and exhausted, he reached his home. But soon another summons came to war against the foes of Christianity. The knight heard the cry, and he could stay no longer, for he had neither peace nor rest. He caused himself to be lifted on his war horse, and the blood came back to his cheek. His strength appeared to return, and he went forth to battle and to victory. The very same pasha who had yoked him to the plough became his prisoner, and was dragged to his castle. But not an hour had passed when the knight stood before the captive pasha and said to him, "What dost thou suppose awaited thee?"
"I know it," replied the Turk. "Retribution."
"Yes, the retribution of the Christian," resumed the knight.
The doctrine of Christ commands us to forgive our enemies and to love our fellow man, for it teaches us that God is love. Depart in peace. Depart to thy home. I will restore thee to thy dear ones. But in future, be mild and merciful to all who are unfortunate. Then the prisoner broke out in tears and exclaimed,
How could I believe in the possibility of such mercy? Misery and torment seemed to await me. They seemed inevitable. Therefore I took poison, which I secretly carried about me. And in a few hours its effect will slay me. I must die. There is no remedy. But before I die, do thou expound to me the teaching which includes so great a measure of love and mercy, for it is great and godlike. Grant me to hear this teaching and to die a Christian.
And his prayer was fulfilled. That was the legend which the master read out of the old storybook. All the audience listened with sympathy and pleasure, but Sarah, the Jewish girl, sitting alone in her corner, listening with a burning heart, great tears came into her gleaming black eyes, and she sat there with a gentle and lowly spirit as she had once sat on the school bench, and felt the grandeur of the gospel, and the tears rolled down over her cheeks. And again the dying words of her mother rose up within her. Let not my daughter become a Christian, the voice cried. And together with it arose the word of the law. Thou shalt honour thy father and thy mother. I am not committed into the community of the Christians, she said. They abuse me for being a Jewish girl. Our neighbour's boys hooted me last Sunday, when I stood at the open church door and looked in at the flaming candles on the altar and listened to the song of the congregation. Ever since I sat upon the school bench, I have felt the force of Christianity, a force like that of a sunbeam, which streams into my soul, however firmly I may shut my eyes against it. But I will not pain thee in thy grave, O mother. I will not be unfaithful to the oath of my father. I will not read the Bible of the Christians. I have the religion of my people, and to that will I hold. And years rolled on again. The master died. His widow fell into poverty, and the servant girl was to be dismissed. But Sarah refused to leave the house. She became the staff in time of trouble, and kept the household together, working till late in the night to earn the daily bread through the labour of her hands, for no relative came forward to assist the family, and the widow became weaker every day, and lay for months together on the bed of sickness. Sarah worked hard, and in the intervals sat kindly ministering by the sickbed. She was gentle and pious, an angel of blessing in the poverty-stricken house.
"Yonder on the table lies the Bible," said the sick woman to Sarah. "Read me something from it, for the night appears to be so long. Oh, so long! And my soul thirsts for the word of the Lord."
And Sarah bowed her head. She took the book and folded her hands over the Bible of the Christians and opened it and read to the sick woman. Tears stood in her eyes, which gleamed and shone with ecstasy, and light shone in her heart.
"Oh, my mother," she whispered to herself, "thy child may not receive the baptism of the Christians or be admitted into the congregation. Thou hast willed it so, and I shall respect thy command. We will remain in union together here on earth, but beyond this earth there is a higher union, even union in God. He will be at our side and lead us through the valley of death. It is he that descendeth upon the earth when it is athirst and covers it with fruitfulness. I understand it. I know not how I came to learn the truth, but it is through him, through Christ."
And she started as she pronounced the sacred name. And there came upon her a baptism as of flames of fire, and her frame shook, and her limbs tottered, so that she sank down fainting, weaker even than the sick woman by whose couch she had watched.
"Poor Sarah," said the people. "She is overcome with night watching and toil."
They carried her out into the hospital for the sick poor. There she died, and from thence they carried her to the grave, but not to the churchyard of the Christians,
for yonder was no room for the Jewish girl. Outside, by the wall, her grave was dug. But God's sun, that shines upon the graves of the Christians, throws its beams also upon the grave of the Jewish girl beyond the wall. And when the psalms are sung in the churchyard of the Christians, they echo likewise over her lonely resting place, and she who sleeps beneath is included in the call to the resurrection, in the name of him who spake to his disciples. John baptized you with water, but I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
Kif rajtu minn dik il-ħrafa, Anderson jagħmel bil-maqlub tal-aħwa Grimm, fejn dawk jiddiskriminaw kontra l-lut u qiegħed jiddefendihom. Naraw ukoll kemm kellu moħħu miftuħ dan Anderson għaliex qisu qed jgħid li din it-tifla ma kellha xejn differenti billi kellha reliġjon differenti għaliex xorta kienet tħobb lil Alla. Tistgħu timmaġinaw kemm kien qiegħed imur kontra il-kurrent. Ma nafx jista' jkun forsi kellu daqshekk menti miftuħa u ma kienx jinġar daqshekk mill-fanatiġiżmu ta' kif kienet qiegħda tiġi operata r-reliġjon dak iż-żmien, forsi minħabba li kellu missieru ateist. Iżda Anderson kien reliġjuż ħafna. Kien jemmen fl-eżistenza tal-Alla, fli wieħed kellu jġib ruħu bl-aħjar mod possibbli, fl-immortalità tar-ruħ, fil-providenza divina. U kien jemmen ukoll li Alla kellu pjan imħejji għalina. U spiss kien jiddialoga miegħu, u pereżempju kien jħodha kontra l-mulej għaliex ma kienx imur tajjeb fil-Latin. Però meta kien ikun kuntent kien jgħidlu wkoll. Pereżempju naraw siltiet hawnhekk mid-djarju tiegħu fejn jgħid: "It is to me as if my spirits are weighed down by a nightmare. But I dare not ask you, God, to help me, for I don't deserve it. Why must I always be so privileged? No one knows his destiny from one hour to the next." Quotazione oħra: "The wish to die suddenly very often comes to me. Please, God, make me happy. I'm drifting like a bird in the gale, a bird that cannot fly and yet cannot fall. Either, O Lord, may God have mercy on me. I'm a sinner, a frail, vain person. I have been given far too many precious gifts, now I must also suffer adversity, and then I complain like a spoiled child. Who listens to me? No one. No one." Mela kif qed intaraw filli jkun id-disprat u jibda jaħseb li Alla nsieħ, u filli jgħidlu ejja int mhux lilek biss għandi, u speċi ta' qisu jiskużah lil Alla. Il-mewt u l-indiema ta' dawk li jkunu kissru l-liġi tal-Alla huma temi rikorrenti f'Anderson palma se naraw aktar il-qudiem fis-silta li se nisimgħu ta' Żarbun l-Aħmar. U hawnhekk Anderson jieħu tagħlim tal-Bibja litteralment: jekk bniedem jidneb minħabba saqajh, dawn iridu jinqataw. U hekk jiġri lat-tifla. Issa jew verament u qed jieħodhom litteralment, jew inkella qiegħed jikkritika dak il-fanatiċiżmu. Personalment, iktar naħseb hekk. Għaliex tant issir vanituża din it-tifla minħabba dal-famuż Żarbun l-Aħmar li tibda tikkonċentra fuq anfisha u titraskura kollox, inkluż il-famuża kelma tal-Alla. Dan iż-Żarbun l-Aħmar ikun ixekkilha tant li ma tkunx issa tmur imkien lanqas il-Knisja għaliex tibda tisfen u ma tkunx issa tieqaf. Allura s-soluzzjoni hi biex din tkun tista' issalva ili jinqataw l-saqajja. Mela trix tisimgħu silta minn din il-ħrafa blisem ta' iż-Żarbun l-Aħmar. U din se tittieħed mill-ktieb ta' Doris Bella Camilleri, mill-ktieb tagħha It-tajjeb il-ħażin u l-mirakulus fil-ħrejjef tal-folklor. Però irdu niftakru dejjem illi kull meta naqraw mill-ktieb ta' Doris Bella Camilleri, l-istejjer tagħha huma verament ta' ċerti awturi, pal dal-każ din hija ta' Anderson, imma dejjem b'interpretazzjoni tagħha.
Jien xogħol jew inqaċċat li rjus ta' dawk li ġibu ruħhom ħażin. Il-mannara tiegħi dejjem lesta biex tqanxar li rjus.
Da kollu nafu. Għalhekk waqaft hawn quddiem il-bib tiegħek, għandi bżonn min iqaċċat dan iż-żarbun li għandi f'saqajja. Qed iżommni fuq saqajja l-ħin kollu, jkolli bil-fors nisfen bih f'saqajja. Ma niswal xejn, laqas meta l-parina tiegħi kienet fuq is-sodda tal-mewt. Ma stajċ nibqa magħha u nieħusiba għax saqajja marru jiġru jisfnu. Għalhekk jekk jogħġbok boja, roċ hawn u qaċċat li dan iż-żarbun aħmar minn saqajja.
Inżgur li provajt teħles minnu bis-serjetà. Jien għandi ħafna x'nagħmel u mhux saloqgħod nintelef wara ħmerijiet.
Emmini, din mhix ħmerija, hija problema serja. Ma nistax nibqa' sejra hekk inħossni disprata. Tajt qalbi għall-aħħar u ma nafx naqbad nagħmel iktar. Mhux qed taraf li ma stat spiċċajt?
Minħabba li inti tant sinċiera u qed tistqar din imġieba ossessiva li għandek, jien nipprova nagħmel mill-aħjar biex ma nqaċċax aktar milli hemm bżonn. Xorta naħseb li wara li nkun qaċċatlek dan iż-żarbun aħmar minn saqajk, in xorta se tispiċċa bil-krozzi?
Krozzi?
Taf int? Dawk l-ispeċi ta' saqajn tal-injamu. Dan u l-prezz li kollok ħallas talli dal-vizzju maħlix sminnu qabel? Barra minn hekk, dan iż-żarbun ta' sfin jibqa' f'moħħok bħala memorja kera għal bosta snin wara. Meta wieħed ikun iffissat fuq xi ħaġa, ikun bħalli kieku għandu marda li għalkemm għal ħafna snin tkun qisha moħbija, imma tista' tiżbroffa kulħin u kull moment.
M'għandi l-ebda għażl-oħra sur boja.
Karen għadet għandi l-boja sakemm kienet tista' timxi bil-krozzi. Imma qabel ma ħallietu għalli ma' salm dak li l-penitenti kollha jkantaw. Bisitlu jdejh dawk li dejn li kienu qaċtula ż-żarbun ta' sfin u sa fl-aħħar kienet ħelset minnhom. Issa għajn baqgħu jisnu fiż-żarbun bla waqfien. Xi drabi kienet fil-fatt tista' tarhom fil-bogħod. Ħaġa li kienet beżaħħa ħafna għax kienet fakkara fi żmien meta ma kinitx tista' tieqaf tisfen. Kienu jikkmandaw l-ħajjitha. Fien bħal dawn kienet tibki biki ta' soba u ma kinitx tkun trid toħroġ lanqas biex tmur l-Knisja. Darba fost l-oħrajn qatata li kienet għaddiet minn tbatija biżejjed. Il-ħadd maret il-Knisja, imma fix-xadba ta' barra rad iż-żarbun aħmar jisfen quddiemha. U mill-ewwel ftakret dik il-lejla li kienet għaddiet fil-lejl tal-ballu, il-kbir, fejn kienet żifnet il-lejl kollu. Imma ħsibijiet bħal dawn kienu jbeżawha. Allura marret lura d-dar. Kif kienet weħda f'kamrita, bil-ktib tat-talb f'idejha, kienet tista' tisma' n-noti tal-orgni u l-vuċijiet taħlewha li ma bħala ta' ħbieba li kienu qed ikkantaw is-salmi u li twiċċa mbikki lejn is-sema. U talbet bil-ħerqa.
Lejħanin, enni.
Imbagħad ġrat ħaġa li ma titwemminx. Feġġet ix-xemx li bdiet tiddi, u l-anġlu li jbes il-bies abjad u biġwin ħajħ għassu sal-art, riġa derilha. Minn flok is-sejf jaqta' f'idejh kellu fera ħadra ċara li kienet miksija b'wart roża, is-simbolu ta' rikonċiljazzjoni. U mess il-ħitan bin il-fera u ima l-arsa bet ruħha fost il-membri tal-kongregazzjoni. Meta spiċċaw ikantaw l-innu, in-nies qalula. Kemmi ħaġa sew li ġejt lura, Karen. Dak il-ħin il-mara tal-kappillan resqet lejha u saqsieta jekk ridit tajn kif setat fix-xogħol tad-dar tal-parroċċa. Ima qalitx le, ansi li kienet tafula ta' dan.
U żgur li rrid, naħdem bil-ħerqa kollha u f'kull ma hemm bżonn. Anqas għandek taħseb li rrid nagħmlu għall-ħlas. Il-fatt li nkun nista' ngħix qalb nies tant twajba jkun biżejjed għalija.
Wara da kollu, qalb Karen imtliet ferħu paċi u għena u kienet qisha qed tleq bid-dawl tax-xemx. U meta l-kappillan qara l-Bibja, hija qagħdet sikta u semgħet b'attenzjoni kbira dan il-kliem ta' erf. Minn dak iż-żmien il-quddiem, kull meta t-tfajliet kienu jparlaw fil-vojt fuq il-biż eleganti u ta' tlellix, u kif ridu jkunu sbieħ bħal xi reġina, hija kienet ix-xengel rasa mimlija nokli. U ġara li ħadd iżjed ma' saqsija dwar iż-żarbun l-aħmar? Tridu tisimgħu kontradizzjoni oħra dwar Dan Anderson. Mela kif għedna kien religjuż, iżda kien antiklerikali. U għadda minn żmien ukoll meta kien xettiku. Issa forsi dan kien daqshekk antiklerikali għaliex l-isqof Minster
kien uża ton ferm merfuħ u superjuri miegħu. Iżda fl-istess ħin. U ma setax jaħmel dak il-materializmu sfrenat li kien ġej mill-Ġermanja. U dan sewidlu qalbu tant illi kien iħoss illi dik il-mewġa materialistika setet erdet ir-reliġjon. U fil-fatt hekk qal f'waħda min-novelli tiegħu. To my mind, it is just science that throws light upon divine revelation. I go with open seeing eyes towards the goal that others fumble for blindly. God can surely endure to be looked at with the little bit of sound sense he has put into our heads. Dan Anderson sa kien jattendi taħt id-diet kontra il-materializmu u kien jaqra kull ma kien jiġi fidejh dwar is-suġġett, pal per eżempju Briefe gegen den Materialismus, ittri kontra il-materializmu. Nittama li il-programm tal-lum oġobkom u li rnexxielna permezz tal-ħrejjef insiru nafu aħjar għaliex inkitbu, kif inkitbu dawn il-ħrejjef u x'ġiegħel lill-awtur jiktibhom dan il-mod. Fil-programm li jmiss se nkomplu nitlu fil-font aktar biex permezz tal-ħrejjef neżaminaw aktar fil-font min kien dan Hans Christian Andersen. Sa dan it-tant, jiena Margita Juice, inselmilkom.